Welcome to the Energetic Tarot Podcast, a podcast that helps you connect with the energy of the cards, read more intuitively, and create a more connected practice overall. I'm your host, Kat Crawford, a UK-based energetic tarot reader and tutor, helping you read more objectively for yourself and use your cards for ultimate self-care. Welcome, everybody. It is officially spooky season. It is the 9th of October, and yeah, just the perfect time for us autumn people who don't like sun or heat. So it's nice and cold now. And also the best time to really spend some time curling up in the evenings, getting your cards out, doing some readings for yourself. So something that we tend to do a lot in autumn is retreat. So we retreat back into ourselves because it starts to get darker earlier, it starts to get colder, and I think we just naturally want to hibernate. And so it makes it a really great time for things like self-reflection and self-development and really diving into that inner world in a much more nourishing way, creating that time for self-care during the autumn and winter. And it also makes it a little bit more, agreeable for some. If you're someone that absolutely thrives in spring and summer, and then you get to autumn and you're like, this is the worst thing that has ever happened to me, it's a nice way to give some more time to yourself. And if you see it in that way, it kind of lessens the blow a little bit. But for those of us who love autumn, it is peak season. We are in our element, buying sweaters, knitting things, reading books. It is just the best time ever. So sorry, but I prefer autumn. Anyway, some news and updates. New products that we have are, well, we have the two workshops that are currently on the website, but I have also opened up the Introduction to Energetic Tarot course, and you can do that online and catch up with all the live lessons that we did over the summer, but you can essentially do it in a self-led way. And what I love about this course is that I've tried to make it centered around community. So not only do we now have our own private Facebook group for anyone who is a student, when you sign up for the Introduction to Energetic Tarot course, you essentially get lifetime access not only to the lessons but also to all the resources. And every year I will do 10 weeks of live lessons where I essentially do the course live for students. And whether you join the course in 2023 or you join the course in like 2025 of future courses or whatever, every single year when I do those live lessons, you will get an invitation to come and join us on those lives so that you can get instant feedback, you can ask questions, you can really get involved with other students and things like that. So lifetime, kind of like a lifetime membership to the Introduction to Energetic Tarot Club. So if that is something that you think you would be interested in, I will put a link in the show notes so you can click that and go have a look at what's involved and all the nitty-gritty details as well. And I think that's it. Oh no, another thing. Last week, if you haven't listened to that episode, I started a new series. So I am accepting letters from my listeners. So you can submit your letter and I do a 5-card reading for you and other people who are going through the same thing. And I do it all on the podcast so that you essentially get a free tarot reading and I get to have some fun with the cards. So if you do want to submit your letter, then you can go to energetictarot.co.uk, click on podcast and it'll be at the very top. It'll say click here to submit your letter and you can submit it that way. And then the final thing I have to share is I do have a Substack now. So it is a personal blog Substack, but I talk about tarot, the tarot industry, being a tarot business owner. And also I do kind of deep dives for the podcast episodes as well, where I kind of go into a bit more of personal anecdotes and things like that. And I also have a series on there where I go back into my tarot journal and I essentially transfer old readings into the blog and go through them with a kind of hindsight and fresh perspective. So if that is something that you're interested in, again, I'll put a link in the show notes so you can go check that out. But today we're going to be talking about the differences between psychic tarot reading and how I read and teach the cards, which is a little different. So it's more of a holistic way of using tarot. So we're going to be looking at the differences between the two, because especially when I was doing tarot readings for the public, people wouldn't really know the difference and they'd just assume that everybody was a psychic tarot reader. So I kind of wanted to dive into that a little bit more and explain it a little bit more as well. So some of the things we're going to be touching on may be triggering for some people. Some people may be like, that's completely wrong, I don't agree with that, and that's completely fine. We're going to be talking about things like issues with scammers and how to know who's legit and who's not legit, and how, if you are a tarot reader, you can be more ethical and more honest and open with what you are offering to others. So really breaking down those preconceived ideas around tarot and tarot readers, also debunking some common myths that people tend to have about tarot and tarot readers, and really just trying to bring the image of tarot into the 21st century, into 2023, and help you guys and other people who may not know the differences to better understand that there are different ways that you can use tarot cards, and this goes for oracle cards as well, that on very different scales and have different meanings to them. So let us get stuck in. Hopefully this won't be a controversial episode. I'm sure it'll be fine. And yeah, I hope to hear some of your opinions after this goes out and see what you guys think about the differences between psychic and holistic tarot. So let's get stuck in. Now, the first thing to point out is that there are many people still out there offering psychic tarot readings, and you will often find them at things like spiritual mind, body, soul events and conferences and marketplaces and things like that. That's mainly because they tend to work best off in-person energy and really delivering their services that way. I mean, you can have a lot of psychic tarot readers that also read online for you as well, but if you go to one of those kind of events, usually any tarot readers that are there will read psychically. And there's nothing wrong, and I'm going to say this straight away, there's nothing wrong with psychic tarot readers, but you do have to be careful when it comes to the ethics of it. And there are a lot of people, non-legitimate people out there, who take advantage of the benefits that psychic tarot reading can offer you. So I know a lot of us within the spiritual and tarot community over the last year, 2 years, have noticed a lot of issues especially on Instagram, where people are cloning accounts and messaging people for psychic tarot readings and essentially just scamming them. And even though those of us in the industry know that these are scammers and that they're not legitimate people, they're not people who should be representing the tarot community, we essentially get tarred with the same brush. Everyone goes, oh, well, they're just out to get your money. They'll tell you what you want to hear just so that they'll give you the money. That is not the case for those of us who are legitimate. And even though I'm not a psychic tarot reader, I read holistically and teach people to read holistically, it still grates on me when those people who use tarot to take advantage of people who are very vulnerable and things like that are essentially creating the reputation for everybody else. And it's very frustrating, and especially on Instagram, when you've created a community of people and you've formed relationships with your followers, and then your account gets cloned and all these people get messages from you that's like, I'll DM you if you send me like $200 for a reading, and you report it to Instagram and they go, eh, nothing we can do, sorry. So it is something that we're very aware of and that I know a lot of us are actively trying to rectify. So let's get that out the way. It is, psychic reading is the most represented in things like media, and whether it be magazines or in film or in TV show, the majority of people who offer those tarot readings are reading psychically. They are offering psychic readings. So it is the most highly represented version of tarot. And it's only really, I mean, tarot has always been used in somewhat of a holistic way in the past, but it's really over the last like 10, 20 years that it's really taken off as a legitimate self-care, health and well-being tool that we can use to really make sense of the thoughts and behaviors that we have so that we live a happier and healthier life. So for now, psychic reading is the type of tarot reading that you will see in a film, or the type of tarot reading that will often be seen in things like Mind, Body, Spirit magazine, or you know, philosophy magazines and spiritual magazines and things like that. So the issue there is that when we talk about those scammers and those people on Instagram offering and like scamming people out of their money, when people see those psychic readers represented in media, they assume that they're one and the same, that they're the same thing, and that's not accurate. It's not, they are not the same thing. They are two completely different people. And unfortunately, yeah, that's what we have to contend with. In my experience, two types of psychic tarot readers exist. Those that deal with fortune telling and those that help you find clarity and read your own thoughts and energies and things like that. So you will have the fortune tellers who, I always say, be very careful about the fortune tellers, because ethically speaking, from a tarot reader point of view, nobody should be telling you this is exactly what is going to happen in your future, because you can't possibly know that. They instead should be, if you're going to read psychically, and this is the experience that I've personally had with most psychic tarot readers, they've been fantastic and they've been very, very helpful. They should help you read your energy, better understand your situation, help you come to conclusions for yourself. I have had family members go to psychic readers and psychic tarot readers, and they've come back and they've gone, oh, they suggested that this person's going to die, or this person's going to come into a load of money and blah, blah, blah. And if you are somebody that can take things like that with a pinch of salt, it won't have much effect on you. You can either believe it or you can either ignore it and whatever. But there are people out there who are very vulnerable, and people who are addicted to getting these fortune telling psychic readings. So we have to be very ethically conscious about the wording that we use, about how we interpret the information that we are seeing on the cards, and never mislead anyone or plant any kind of seeds in anybody's brains as to amazing magical things that may happen if it's not rooted in what is happening in their life right now. So again, we kind of come back to that ethics of things. So this is all just outlining the experience of working with psychic readers and some of the things to kind of be aware of if you are drawn to working with a psychic reader. And it's worth me saying as well that I have had my cards read by a psychic reader at a event that I went to in, I think it was Yorkshire somewhere. And she was very lovely, very helpful. I found it very helpful. It really helped me to make a decision that I was kind of on the fence about. But it was that kind of support and external validation that I needed to do what I already kind of knew I needed to do. So I found working with a psychic reader very helpful. And it wasn't a bad experience in any case. And that is mostly what it is for most people. However, there are some people out there that are just in it for like a quick bit of cash, a quick bit of change. So I would always say have a look at their website, make sure that their socials are legit, and just do a bit of background research before money exchanges hands, just to kind of protect yourself, but also not to protect yourself financially, but also protect yourself mentally and emotionally, because you don't want to have an experience that kind of sends you on a spiral or triggers you in any way. So really just doing your research around that can help decrease how much that might actually happen. And something else that I've noticed from a holistic tarot reader point of view, when I first started reading for the public and for people, and I was taking money for doing tarot readings for people, the amount of people that came to me that had been to a supposed psychic reader or supposed fortune telling reader that had been told things that are not ethical. They'd either been told that, you know, they were going to have severe health worries. They were told that their partner was cheating on them. And that was one that happened a lot. Like, a lot of people came to me and said, this person has told me my partner is having an affair. What can you tell me? And I'm thinking, that is not what I do. That's not what I do. That is not ethical. That person should not have told you that. How can they possibly know that? Whether they're psychic or not, they shouldn't be planting that seed in any way. So that is another experience that I've had. So those people are out there. And all tarot readers, and this is just, you know, I'm making very sweeping generalizations. And again, I want to stress that this isn't every single psychic tarot reader that's out there. It's just like very, very select groups of people. But there are very strict codes of conduct and ethics that all tarot readers must adhere to, whether you are holistic or whether you are psychic. Unfortunately, there are a lot of fraudsters, and those people don't care about ethics or codes of conduct. So if you reach out to a reader, ask them kind of how they read, what are their ethics, what do they make sure not to do, and just kind of get a feel for whether they actually really care about helping you, or whether they're just kind of like, how much will you give me if I pull some cards for you and tell you whatever you want to hear? So something else I want to touch on is What is a psychic reader? So a psychic reader compared to a holistic reader, psychic readers have downloads from a higher source. Now you have some people who will work with spirits, some people who just tap into kind of universal energies, some people who are very, very intuitive, and they will essentially download and interpret information that the cards give you to give you the message that you need to hear. And it's usually information that's beyond their consciousness, so they can kind of channel that information in order to help others. And often it's called ESP, or extrasensory perception, and it is just this very, very highly intuitive position of being. So they are able to read people very well, they're able to read energies very well, and yeah, they're just, I would always highly recommend at least finding one legitimate, good tarot reader to get a reading from, to get a psychic reading from, because it is very interesting as to what they can channel and what they can pick up on. So you may notice that some also call themselves clairvoyants, which is a word that people tend to relate to kind of contact with the spirit realm, or people that work with spirits and things like that. But it's now more widely used to describe those that use their ESP abilities, so those psychic readers that you will find. And it's all about gaining information about a person or a location or an object or an event and things like that. I am just barging in to inform you once again of Instruction to Energetic Tarot course. So this is a course that focuses on teaching you how to read your own energy and the energy you're surrounding yourself with, all through the medium of the tarot cards. So together we dig deeper into the more nuanced meanings of the cards and explore how we can use things like elemental energies, astrology, and numerology to read for the self more effectively. I recently ran Introduction to Energetic Tarot live over the summer, inviting students to jump onto live Zoom call lessons. Now you can jump on the course any time of year and work through all of those lesson recordings to get the same amazing insight into this intuitive world of tarot reading. But it doesn't stop there. When you sign up, you get lifetime access to the student portal and all the lesson recordings, workbooks, and slides, as well as an invite to our private student Facebook group and a yearly VIP invite to that year's live lessons. You'll be able to be a part of a growing community of fellow tarot lovers looking to use the cards for self-care and development. So if this sounds like something you want to be part of, head to energetictarot.co.uk and click on Energetic Tarot Course in the navbar, or head to the show notes and click the link. So we've pretty much covered what psychic tarot readers are, what they offer, how they offer it, and all of that good stuff. So how are they different from holistic tarot readers? So I tend to categorize energetic tarot, which is my unique form of tarot reading, underneath the holistic banner. And that is because I use tarot for my mental health, I use it for my emotional health, and to manage all of the kind of spinning plates that I have to manage. And the reason why I teach it that way is because I want to help other people find tarot as a tool to also help them with their own mental health and well-being. So over time, I've developed a very unique and personal way of reading that is centered around reading for the self. So it's not necessarily reading for others, it's all about how you can help and honor yourself. I also realized that I wanted to just teach people how to use it as a practical tool. And this is the case with many holistic tarot readers as well, that they use it in a very practical way. It's used to really add to self-care routines and well-being routines. So in the same way that we would work out all the time, to keep our bodies strong and to kind of relieve tension and stress and things like that. We can also use tarot to better take care of the emotional self and the mental self as well. So there's so much that can be done with the cards. You can get really creative with it when it comes to using the tarot in a very holistic way. You will get people who kind of straddle the line of both. So you'll get psychic readers who read in a holistic way for whoever it is that they're reading for. So they may be also life coaches or kind of spirituality coaches, and they kind of combine everything into one. For energetic tarot, it is all about self-care and doing it for the self and focusing on the self, using the tarot to dive into your inner world more so that you can better take control and empower yourself in whatever way you need to at that time. So it's more grounded, I would say. It's more present. It's more focused on the here and now rather than what will happen. It's a very mindful way of reading the tarot that focuses on dealing with what is happening at this moment. So really bringing you into the present and being very mindful of that. It's great to get readings from tarot readers, psychic tarot readers, and I highly recommend doing it at least once in your life. But reading for yourself can be a deeply personal and healing task to do. There's a lot of vulnerability that you can express when it's just you and the cards, rather than if you go to a tarot reader. And I've also noticed it when I've done readings for other people, there's always this slight barrier in the way of them not wanting to fully admit anything or fully show what is happening on the inside, because obviously we have things like pride and things like that. And often, most of the time, I'm a complete stranger to those people, and opening up in such a vulnerable way to a complete stranger is very difficult. So when we read the cards for the self, we don't have that barrier up. We can just go with the flow. We can say what needs to be said. We don't have to feel embarrassed about how we truly feel or anything like that. So it's a very open and honest way of having a conversation with yourself and communicating often very difficult things to do with emotions or how you feel, or even thoughts that you may be ashamed that you've had or anything like that. You can be very open and honest when you're reading for yourself, that you may, you know, not in a way that you may not be able to be if you went to a reader. So that's why I always encourage people to pick up a deck and give it a try for themselves and see what they can achieve. Even though my holistic version of tarot is called energetic tarot, you can also use the same techniques and knowledge to read with oracle cards. So I recently written a podcast episode where I kind of go through the differences between tarot and oracle and how you would use each one. And they are very similar. They're kind of not really like siblings, they're more like cousins. So there are ways that you can kind of interchange tarot and oracle cards. If you are not proficient in tarot just yet, you may feel more confident using your oracle cards because they're a lot more beginner friendly. My job, and the job of all my workshops and my freebies, even this very podcast, is to help you see how you can identify your own human energy in the cards that you pull. So not only do you use your intuition to interpret the card meanings, but you can also feel your own personal energy being reflected back to you. So helping you pinpoint any areas of conflict or tension or emotional blocks. It's a bit like if you do like yoga or you do like a body scan meditation and you really highlight any areas of your physical body that has tension or doesn't feel quite right or is in a lot of pain or anything like that. It is the same process that you do with tarot cards. So you can do that kind of body scan, but you'll do it mentally and emotionally. And you can find those emotional blocks and things that are kind of standing in your way. So it is giving you a tool to be even more mindful of what you are thinking and feeling and doing in each moment, and how shifts can be made to put you on a different trajectory or put you on a better path towards achieving what you really want to achieve. So one of the ways that holistic tarot and psychic tarot kind of cross over is that they both tap into intuition, and they can both offer you a huge amount of information about what is happening and what's kind of going on in the internal world, what your thoughts are doing. All of that information is invaluable, but it can also feel a bit kind of cold and distant when you are reading it from the cards. So this is often why tarot readers struggle to read for themselves, because there's that, like I was saying before, that invisible barrier between the cards and the reader. They hold the meanings kind of at arm's length in order to see the full picture, but then you don't fully embrace it. So with energetic tarot, we are embracing the cards in a much more personal and a warmer way. So we're allowing those traditional meanings to support us and guide us, but also listening to how a card makes us feel, what memories it drags up, what emotions it triggers, how it makes us feel on our own bodies, or what it brings our attention to in a wider context. So something that this kind of self-reading, holistic way into tarot helps us with is that it works really well with journaling. It allows you a lot more time to dive into things and explore things compared to if you went to a reader, you would only get a set amount of time. It might be half an hour, it might be an hour, but you are limited to how much time you can spend thinking about that reading and digesting it. Often they'll give you an image or some sort of document to take away and you can kind of reflect on it. But if somebody else has read for you, there is that gap between what you would interpret the cards and how they've interpreted the cards. So when you read for yourself and you do it in a more holistic way, it is very much a more personal experience. You have a lot more time to dive into things in a lot more detail. You can sit there or meditate on the cards that you've pulled and what it really means and things like that. So there is a lot more of a personal connection to reading when you read in that self-holistic energetic tarot kind of way. Of course, this won't be for everyone, especially if you want to focus more on reading for others, or you are somebody that just wants to go to a reader and get that insight, then that is completely fine. If you're looking for a new self-help tool, or you find it difficult to ground and be very present, then energetic tarot and holistic tarot is definitely for you. So now I've put together a really simple task to introduce you into my version of holistic tarot, which is energetic tarot reading. So we're going to get stuck in. So this is a little task that you can do to get you started with energetic tarot. So make sure to grab your cards, give them a good shuffle, take a few deep breaths. And all I want you to do is choose one singular card from your deck. Then get a pen and paper and start to firstly write down how that card makes you feel in your body. So when you picked it up, did you feel a slight kind of drop in the stomach or a tightness in the chest? Maybe you had like a twinge of excitement, or your kind of heart rate went up a little bit. What physically happened when you picked that card up? And it might just be like a tiny, tiny little feeling that you had, a change in body temperature or something really, really subtle that if you weren't looking out for it, you wouldn't notice it. So really try and be very present in your body while you choose this card and pay attention to anything that kind of changes inside. Next, write down what thoughts or ideas popped into your head. So don't feel like you have to rush this. Really sit and take in the card and see what kind of comes up for you. We're doing this task fairly quickly on the podcast, but doing this in your own time allows you much more space to sit with it and really understand what kind of what's happening with this card. So if you want to listen through this once and then go away and do it in your own time, highly recommend that you do that. Thirdly, write down what emotions come up when you start to connect with that card. So we've thought about the physical implications of it. We talked about the kind of mental implications of it. What does it conjure for you for those two areas? And now we're tapping into that emotional self and figuring out, how is this card relating to me? What is it making me feel? What is it bringing up for me? Is it triggering anything for me? And really diving into that and seeing what is in there for you. And then lastly, what actions does this card make you want to take? What does it inspire you to do? So it might be that you choose a card and you're like, oh, I that reminds me that I need to put the washing on, or, you know, whatever the task may be, some sort of action. Does it make you motivated to get up and do something specific and write that down? So a good way to round off this task is to write a little summary about you and your relationship with that card. So if you had to summarize what it was like pulling that card and what it meant to you personally, what would it be? So having a look at all four of those observations and interpretations and summarizing everything into something that is a lot more concise to kind of how you're feeling, what's kind of going on at that moment. So that's it for this episode. I hope it was interesting. I hope you enjoyed chatting about psychic and holistic tarot reading. If you have any personal opinions on tarot readers, maybe you have experiences, whether they be good experiences or bad experiences, either one, let me know. I am always interested to hear other perspectives on tarot readers and what we mean and represent to people. So yeah, that is it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed. Remember to share and review as well. The more you review, the more you share, the more people that the podcast can reach, and the more I can do with it, and the more I get to experiment with it. So yeah, that is it for this week. I will speak to you very soon. Bye-bye.